Hey, happy day, America, the United States of America. It's in play. It's in play every day around the world. So much is going on. The Democrats, the liberals, they can't deal with it. They don't know what to do. What they should do is sit down and analyze and say, you know what? We're dinosaurs. The people don't want us anymore. We are an experiment. We tried. We brought the party. The Democrat Party wasn't that far left before, years ago. We brought it away over to the left, and it wasn't accepted. So we need to accept that. We're dinosaurs. We need to hide in the basement or get better. You know, take a pill. Do something. Oh, your left wing wax, and kind of join the rest of the world because you're outdated. Nobody wants you. Nobody really ever wanted you. You had a little circle of people. Look at the other countries. Look at Britain. Look at Canada. You have this little circle. They call themselves democracy, and democracy in their mind is when they have the majority of the vote. So 10 commies stand in a room and they all agree on something and they have 10 out of 10 and they think that's a democracy. It's not. It isn't. They're outdated. Go away. You know, I'm watching Trump in action. I mean, he destroys them every day. I mean, everyone doesn't agree with everything he does, but look at what he has done. I mean, these executive orders and new laws and different things are coming at you in such a fast pace that it's hard to keep up. But he's done some great things. I mean, he's done more in the first 40 days than any other president, I think, has done in 4 years. And he has only just started. So these Democrats, these liberals, take a pill. I said, you better take more than one pill. Hey, it's coming at you. Now, there's all kinds of chatter going on with Trump and other people about people working at home that COVID brought on, and many people are still working at home. And Trump has said, you know, particularly with, you know, government people, y'all have to come back to work and you can't do this. And there's pushback. In Canada, there's pushback. In some sectors in government, at least, they have ordered people to come back to work and they haven't. They continue to work at home and government says, that's okay. And this is going on in a lot of different places. And I have the fix. If you have anything you need fixed, I'm the guy to call. Hey, it's simple. You want to work at home? You can, but you have to have a designated place. Can't be your kitchen table. Has to be an office. Put it in the basement. Put it somewhere. And you have to dress up. And you have to, you can't look like a slob. I mean, it's kind of like when I looked at the prime minister there, or president, whatever, of the Ukraine. And so many ministers in churches, even, I mean, they wear the same clothes all the time. I mean, the guy in the Ukraine hasn't changed his clothes for 3 years. I mean, kind of get with the program, right? I mean, you're going to work at home, dress up, and the Zoom screen has to be on from 8 to 5. That's the fix, 8 to 5. It's kind of like you're sitting in the office next to me. Now you're at home, but I see you all day. You can't be sitting there in your pajamas. You can't be not there, out running errands. You have to come to work. And I think that fixes it all. So like I say, anything else, just let me know. Hey, now, for all the Canadian viewers, I think of, well, let me back up a little bit. My mother used to tell this story. But when I was in grade one, the teacher came to see my mom and she said, Brian is saying in school, we were talking about nationalities, you know, where did your parents come from and who are you and so on. And Brian said that he's a half-breed and I don't think he is. And so that back then, of course, meant, you know, a Métis, half Indian, half white. And my mom was so upset and embarrassed. She said, well, he asked me one day, he said, you know, Dad is Norwegian, you, Mom, are English. So what is that if you have parents of two different things? And she said, you know, you're half-breed. That's what it is. But I didn't know he would take it to this extreme. So anyway, where am I going with this nonsense? Well, I'm a half-breed still because I'm Canadian and I'm also American. So I'm a dual citizen. So it's interesting. So I talk about both countries a lot, America probably most, because 65 to 70% of our viewers are from the United States. In any event, we have another website we have had for some time, and I kind of forget to mention it. I'm a mentioner. It's writeforcanada.ca, writeforcanada.ca. And I talk there about, you know, mostly, well, all Canadian things, just for information. Another little fast story is coming up in August of 2025. I have a birthday and it's a big number. I mean, I'm healthy as can be. I don't even take a pill of any kind. I work out for a couple hours a day and I do all kinds of things. I sleep 3 hours. I run many businesses that I own, and I'm just healthy. But the calendar is the calendar. And in August, I'll be 75. So I'm still going to do this, but I have a lot of other things to do. So if any of you people would like to get involved with Right Edition and kind of take over, and I'll just come be a guest out again or something, I'm thinking about it. I'm not there with the decision, but any of you guys who can handle this, guys or gals, send us an email and we'll chat. My people and your people will chat. And there's ways to kick it up a notch. We have a ton of viewers. We're heavily censored, but we have viewers all over the world. And the site can be monetized. It hasn't been. I fund it because I want to. And my wife says I lose money, and I say I invest money every month, and I've been doing this for a long time. So if you have an interest, let me know. Hey, now, clothes make the person. I've already talked about that, and I think that's kind of important, you know, particularly with leaders and things. And I just had that written down. I thought I'd share it again. Food losses in the fast food, fast food job losses, that'll be it. With regards to minimum wage, states, provinces, these people think they're so smart to say, let's put the price up. And in California, they did that, you know, it was a dramatic thing. They went up to $20 and they're going to put it up even higher than that. So close to 11,000 jobs have been lost already, and there's more coming, and they can't figure it out. These politicians, they don't get it. Like, how's this happening? Duh. You go to a McDonald's store now and everything is a computer. You have to order, press all the buttons. They've let all the people go. They said, we can't do this. If we have to put the prices up so high, we're going to lose our customers, and we need to stay in business. So they've adapted. People adapt, except politicians. They don't adapt. They're unadaptable because they're dumb as sticks. Bah! Then you have the Premier of British Columbia. He's a communist through and through and through. Wow, this guy. I mean, he's unbelievable, but they all are in Canada for the most part. I mean, get right, for heaven's sakes. Anyway, he's talking about the tariffs. So he says, effective immediately, all liquor stores, because they, of course, own everything that goes into a liquor store effectively, because they're in charge of it all, because back to Comey. And he says, every red state, which of course means a Republican state, we're going to pull. What about the Democrat states? Or pardon me, the red states. What about them? How come you're doing that? Some of the governors might be nice people. You don't know that. But you're a Republican. I'm going to go with a label. So we're pulling everything off the shelves. And he goes on for procurement. From now on, everything we buy, the government, we're going to prioritize BC products. Hey, dumbhead, you should have always been doing that. You're the premier of the province. And you're just now waking up. That's what Trump has done. He's done so much good with his reported bad stuff from these people, because he's waking them up. Duh, about time you woke up. So now he's going to say, or now he is saying, we're going to prioritize British Columbia, the province that I govern. Dumbhead. Okay, then he goes on to say, the best way to respond to a threat is to grow our economy. So we're now going to grow our economy. Again, you're the premier, dumbhead. You should have always been growing your economy. Duh, duh. Then he says, we're going to analyze this, and we're going to do it in partnership with Indian people. And then we're going to be consistent with our environmental commitments, and we're going to do it a heck of a lot faster. Well, firstly, you can't go fast if you're fooling with the environment stuff, and you're going to do it with the Indian bands. He's given every square inch, I think, of property of British Columbia to the Indians. They have title underneath it. They have it all. And this guy's white, and yet they control the provinces. They control development. The Indians, 1% of the population. It's incredible. It's incredible. What a slap in the face to regular people, white people. He says, I'm going to take this under advisement, and I'm going to go talk to Indians. What about business people that aren't Indian? This guy, he's a racist. Wow. Liberals, they live in an alternate universe. You know, we want to live in the right universe. So let's get rid of all the liberals, because it's the right thing to do. See ya.